Okay, I have hit record.
Okay, excellent. And on the 45, we're both gonna clap, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five. Cool. All right, so that's a little sound thing, so it'll help me sync us up because we're both recording ourselves separately, and then you're gonna send me your audio file, and I'm going to put them together in GarageBand as two separate things. But
Makes
you can go
sense.
ahead and say some stuff.
Okay. So far, the only drama that I have for Prima Tumblrina is this ongoing Hydrocat bullshit with fucking Nick Spencer and Marvel, and how I'm just going completely insane. And then the latest discourse on Tumblr is once again we're talking about asexuals and whether or not they belong in the queer community, which obviously they do, but some people want to fight about it, so.
I understood two words in the first part, and then the second part where you were talking about the queer community, I knew what you were talking about.
Well, I don't expect you to follow Marvel Comics drama with me. I will explain to you the thing.
I know what Marvel Comics is, and I think Nick Spencer is a writer for Marvel Comics.
This is correct.
Okay, all right.
He is currently heading up the Secret Empire arc, in which Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, is a secret Nazi. And
Yeah.
so is Magneto, which doesn't make sense because
What?
you should know, as my sister, that Magneto is a Jewish Holocaust
I
survivor.
do know that as your
So
sister.
him being a Nazi makes absolutely no sense. Also
Yeah,
his
I know
da
you were already really mad about the Steve Rogers thing.
Oh my God, when am I not mad about the Steve Rogers thing? I've been angry for a year.
Which is probably the only reason why I know who Nick Spencer is.
There you go, because I want to fight him in a pit.
Right. Gotcha.
Yes. What kind of stuff did you want to talk about in apropos of nothing?
I've in my adulthood, I think, forgotten how to read. And
A common problem.
what I mean by that is obviously I know I'm not like illiterate, like I know what words mean, I can read a sentence, but I find that I cannot focus on reading at all. Like my reading comprehension is complete shit. I can't read for more than like 5 or 10 minutes before completely like I'll realize I'm still like my eyes are still going over the words, but that I will not have retained any information for some time. And it's really frustrating.
Now, do you think this is because you have become an adult and you are no longer reading in a curriculum-driven fashion? Or do you think that this is adult-onset ADHD? Like, what do you think is going on here?
I don't know if it's I don't know because it's not like I don't read a lot of like fiction, which is what I was reading when I was younger. Now as an adult I read a lot more like I hate to use like I read a lot more like self-improvement kind of stuff as an adult. I don't want to say it's like nonfiction because I'm not like reading information or news or any I mean I'm reading news, but I mean book-wise. I'm always reading like how-to books, like books on how to do this better and how to change this habit or whatever. And I'll be like really interested, but I'll find that I just cannot like pay attention. Like my mind starts to wander. And I don't know if it's like adult ADHD or if it's, you know, like a symptom of too much social media, you know what I mean? Where like I'm so used to like scrolling and being able to absorb information because I'm not reading anything longer. I'm not reading things that take me longer than 5 or 10 minutes generally. I'm reading articles, I'm reading things that are very short. And so when I'm trying to read a book, it's really hard for me to like read information about like the same topic, I guess,
Are you
rather
reading,
than
are the
go
books
ahead.
that you're reading, are they actual physical books or are they
Yes,
books
a
like?
combination of the both of the two, like physical books and like Kindle books. Like both.
I have the problem with Kindle books, especially Kindle books that are not black words on white paper. Like, if it has illustrations or diagrams or whatever, I can't focus at all. The only exception that I have that I can read digital books is comic books, because they're only art and I just have to track the pictures. And that's about the only thing that I can read anymore. I'm having very similar problems, and that's why I've switched largely to audiobooks at this point. But I have yet to find a medium in which audiobooks and nonfiction can both engage me at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my thing lately, I guess. That's enough, I guess, for me to work with for a sound check.
Okay, that's like 6 minutes almost. Well, like 5:30.
Yep. All right, you can go ahead and hit stop now.
Okie doke.